Mix with Bart Cop Radio.
Yesterday, the Department of Homeland Security issued a warning that terrorists are planning to strike us. We don't know when, we don't know where, and we don't know how. Well, thanks for clearing that up, guys. Appreciate that. I know I'll sleep better tonight. Thank God for that. Why do they make this announcement? They don't know when, they don't know where, they don't know how. It's like a J-Lo wedding. You know, what is going on? Give us the facts. Well, Tom Ridge said that there are credible reports that Al-Qaeda is planning to disrupt our presidential elections. Ooh. Talk about an easy job. Forget Al-Qaeda. Palm Beach can do that. And Broward County does it every 4 years. Shut up.
The evening concluded with Kerry's wife, Teresa Hines Kerry. Emerging in a ketchup-inspired outfit, Kerry had the audience waiting in anticipation for her off-the-cuff, no-holds-barred style of rhetoric.
My name is Teresa Hines Kerry.
Oh, loose cannon! Look out! She is out of control! Hines Kerry was there to aid her husband's election chances, and she brought a message she hoped would resonate with American voters.
I would like to speak to you from the heart. Y a todos los hispanos, los latinos, a tous les franco-américains, a tutti gli italiani, a toda la familia portuguesa, y brasileiras también.
And to our dolphin friends.
John Edwards, of course, was at the convention. He has a very impressive resume. He is was a trial lawyer, you know that. He was a senator and former host of Family Feud.
Well, the big story in Washington is that the Bush administration is desperate to find Osama bin Laden before the election. And it looks like they're finally using all their intelligence capabilities in this hunt. In fact, today they typed his name into Google.
Welcome to our coverage of the Democratic National Convention from Boston. It's our first night of coverage. The convention kicked off last night. Any network can bring you news as it happens. But here at The Daily Show, we have taken yesterday's proceedings and digested it, processed it, broken it down to give you highly concentrated what we call turds of wisdom.
With the primaries over and the convention finally upon us, I thought it would be fitting to first look back at how we got here with a quick stroll down Prime Memory Lane. Only a few months ago, John Kerry was just another bland career politician who couldn't inspire an ice cube to melt in the small of Halle Berry's back. And yet he emerged the victor. How? In the beginning, there were 10. And as the first primary approached, one man emerged from the debates triumphant.
I intend to slap this donkey, the Democratic Party, if we're going to have the battle between the Christian right and the right Christians. You can't plant a watermelon seed and grow oranges. It's an honor to risk their lives to die for the country, but it's a burden for the rich to pay their taxes to the country.
Sharpton spoke concise, elegant circles around his opponents, but alas, he was black. So, this guy became the front runner. Dean. Howard Dean. Before long, the finest minds in politics were declaring his candidacy a lock.
You have to say at this point that Dean is the prohibitive favorite to win the nomination.
And if I had to put my money down right now in Las Vegas or in Iowa, I'd say that Dean would win the nomination.
John, I'm telling you right here and right now, if Howard Dean does not win this nomination, I will stick any foreign object you care to name inside myself. By the way, thank you for not saying Volkswagen. But there was one factor the pundits never considered in this election. the electing part. By midnight of the Iowa caucus, Gephardt and Mosley Braun were history, and Howard Dean was left gasping. For all his charisma and likability, Howard Dean turned out to be uncharismatic and not very likable. Neither was this guy.
Thanks to the people of New Hampshire, we are in a three-way split decision for third place.
Dead last. John Kerry had emerged as the victor. Then, 6 months of nothing. And now, here we are. John?
Thank you very much. Stephen Colbert, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, all that has led up to last night and the big convention kickoff. Monday's theme, the Kerry Edwards Plan for America's Future. It was a powerful message, lacking only Kerry, Edwards, or a plan for America's future. In its stead, dance party! Actually, most of the night featured a retro I Love the 90s theme. Like this guy. I remember this guy. He's hilarious.
I'm going to be candid with you. I had hoped to be back here this week under different circumstances running for re-election. But you know the old saying, you win some, you lose some, and then there's that little known third category.
That's true. Wow. He sounds great. Relaxed, confident. Losing the presidency really agrees with him. Of course, upon the conclusion of Gore's remarks, dance party! Next up, sweet old Jimmy Carter, the 80-year-old ex-president and winner of the Nobel Peace Prize, a humble peanut farmer from Plains, Georgia. He built houses for the homeless. Is widely regarded for his compassion, rectitude, and spirituality.
The United States has alienated its allies, dismayed its friends, and inadvertently gratified its enemies.
Oh! Carter comes out swinging! Oh!
You can't be a war president one day and claim to be a peace president the next, depending on the latest political polls. We cannot lead if our leaders mislead.
Wow, sounds like somebody's bucking for a Nobel. Who wants a piece of this prize?
Then came Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton, who was trusted with a very important task.
Tonight, I have the pleasure of introducing the last great Democratic president.
Oh, my God, FDR's alive. I can't believe FDR's alive. They cured polio! How did they do it? He is alive! Actually, there he is. Clinton came out and went right to work on the Republicans.
They gave two huge tax cuts, nearly half of which went to the top 1% of us. Now, I'm in that group for the first time in my life. During the Vietnam War, many young men, including the current president, the vice president, and me, could have gone to Vietnam and didn't.
Yes, attacking the Republicans for their similarity to him. Oh, he's good. I mean bad. Damn you, Clinton! Clinton also praised the other half of the Democratic ticket.
Everybody talks about John Edwards' energy and intellect and charisma. You know, I kind of resent him.
No, seriously, fuck that guy. Seriously, I mean it. I'm not kidding. Clinton also became speaker number 683 to mention Kerry's naval service.
Since we're all in the same boat, we should choose a captain of our ship who is a brave, good man, who knows how to steer a vessel through troubled waters to the calm seas and the clear skies of our more perfect union.
Saying ahoy to prosperity, ending our economic scurvy with the oranges of fiscal responsibility, carries the right man to lead our country. Ultimately, Bill Clinton served up what could be one of the convention's most memorable lines.
Now, their opponents will tell you we should be afraid of John Kerry and John Edwards because they won't stand up to the terrorists. Don't you believe it? Strength and wisdom are not opposing values.
Unlike, say, power and self-control.
The Republicans now are doing everything they can to try and make President Bush look cooler in the eyes of the public. Like, the new plan now is to have him land on an aircraft carrier wearing a Spider-Man costume.
Did you hear about this? In Israel, a five-year-old ape at the zoo in Israel had the flu, and then when he got better, he started walking erect on his 2 feet. Not on 4 legs, on 2 feet. He's walking around like this, just like a guy, just walking around. It's amazing. We have an ape now walking upright, and listen to this. He's also thinking of running for governor of California.
I have a pet goat, and he likes to eat grass. When he is thirsty, my pet goat drinks water. He also likes to drink fresh milk. Sometimes I...
Where was Bill Maher on that fateful day his Emmy-nominated series was to return to HBO? He decided to go ahead with his photo opportunity. Now, not knowing what to do, with no one telling him what to do, and no personal assistant rushing in to take him to safety, Mr. Maher just sat there and continued to read My Pet Goat. As Maher sat there in that Hollywood dressing room, was he wondering if maybe he should have attended rehearsal? Didn't he know that without him, there was no show, and without a show, there was no after party, and without an after party, absolutely no chance of getting laid.
Huh?
That's right, Bill. Not getting laid.
My good friend who writes thedailybrew.com wrote and produced an anti-war song, especially for Bush. You can hear it in its high fidelity form at simplefears.com. Here it is in a lesser form.
Oh no, why did we have to go? Bush keeps on lying. Children keep on dying. Please, please, can't we pack and leave? Smirk ain't no savior. 43's a failure. Bush lies, soldiers die. The heart of America broke inside. Whoever dreamed it could be so bad? He's the worst president we ever had. Get out of Iraq. Get out, get out, get out. Abuse, what is our excuse? Lost their hearts and minds. Leave it all behind. War crimes, have we all gone blind? They order us to trust them. Save the country.
way, did not carry the convention last night. CBS, this network, decided not to carry the convention. You know you're in trouble when you're too dull for CBS.
Hilton's a name that's on everyone's lips these past few weeks. Here now in an exclusive interview with Jimmy Fallon is Paris Hilton.
Thanks for coming on.
It's nice to be here.
As we agreed, we won't be discussing the scandal that's been in the papers these past couple weeks, all right?
Thank you, Jimmy. I appreciate that.
We just want to find out about you, Paris Hilton. Okay. So your family, I don't know if a lot of people know, the Hiltons own hotels all over the world, right?
Yes, they're New York, London, Paris.
Oh, wait, so there it actually is a Paris Hilton?
Yes, there is.
Is it hard to get into the Paris Hilton?
It's a very exclusive hotel, no matter what you've heard.
I hear the Paris Hilton is very beautiful.
I'm glad that you've heard that.
Do they allow double occupancy at the Paris Hilton?
No.
Is the Paris Hilton roomy?
It might be for you, but most people find it very comfortable.
Well, I'm a VIP, right? I may need to go in the back entrance.
Doesn't matter who you are. It's not going to happen.
Fair enough. Okay. Now, I throw a lot of events. Do they have a ballroom there?
We do.
Great. Well, I'd love to have my balls held by the Paris Hilton. Great. Sounds awesome. I'd like to check into the Paris Hilton.
I don't think you can.
Really? Because really, I'll only be able to stay there like a minute and a half or something. 2 minutes tops. I mean.
Good luck.
Thank you. Paris Hilton, everybody.
You are listening to Bart Cop Radio at bartcop.com. Keeper of the Democratic Jewels.
Well, there you had it. The big show 49 Democrat convention special. Oh, I bet those speeches just gave you tinglies all over, didn't they? Can't hardly beat a rousing speech by Ed Rendell. So now I'm going to get to work on the big 5-0. Ha-ha. You thought we couldn't do it. We're at show 50 coming up. Or the next show is going to be show 50. Show 50, we're going to try to make it funny. Hang in there. Appreciate you listening. Appreciate you subscribing. Appreciate the occasional $5 and $10, $20 that I find in my little mailbox. My mailbox is so lonely. Oftentimes I go to the mailbox and it's just empty. And so I start going every 3-4 days. And then there's a bunch of stuff in there. Bart, why don't you write back? Well, sorry. I don't get enough mail. To make it worth, it's like going to the bank. I only go to the bank like once a month because there's just no reason to take $10 to the bank, you know? So, thank you. Appreciate the contributions. I appreciate the donations. I'll get to work on show 50. Bart out.